my
mom.
Do you
want to start again?
Yeah, sure. Hey, do you remember back when?
Pause for a minute. Rant,
It's like I got nothing.
Yes, this is our continuing what's the word for it? I'm really a great podcaster.
A segment. This is a segment.
So this is the segment.
Yes,
who is the bigger fucktard? Last week we had the contenders of a woman who beat somebody up over frozen pad thai,
yes,
and somebody who decided that sex offenders would be described as hot. So now we have a few contenders. Let's read the first one.
I think that so this is the contender number one. Now what's going on here is
read the article.
Oh, you want me to read? Okay, yeah. I'll relate to you what exactly happened. Teen burglar kills goldfish because he didn't want to leave any witnesses, cops say. Police are calling a January burglary of a northwest suburban home. I'm not sure where this is. Where is this? This is Arlington Heights in Chicago. Not because of stolen goods, but because the young burglars killed goldfish to avoid leaving any witnesses. Right away. Just the very first paragraph. I mean, the title.
It's just...
The title. What do you say about somebody who's like, dude, those fish over there totally saw us.
They are so good ideas. You see the fish talking to the sketch artist?
What is it? The average goldfish has a memory of something like 3 seconds.
It's the whole 3 seconds. What if the cops came within that time?
I know.
And then they were able to
just broken into this home. The cops are there.
First thing they questioned was, well, here's the thing that I thought right away, which was, you ever watch American Dad? They've got a character that's this German guy that's trapped in the body of a fish, Klaus. And I mean, it's just like, that's the only thing I think of. It's like, oh,
isn't
I guess
the guy the action
that.
The I'm going to yeah, that's like okay, yeah.
No, except that it's not Indian, he's German.
Yeah,
well,
sorry,
but
that,
like,
the
like
accent,
me, you're
that
as good. You're about as good
joke.
As accents.
Damn
I like it. That's my Irish is Indian, so I think
now,
that's good.
The way they kill now, if you for example, if you had a fish,
yeah,
that for some reason you believe was going to rat you out to the police.
I know, because that's
that.
Good.
And you were going to kill that fish. What would you do? Like, just instantly, what is your reaction? Like, I'm going to grab the fish. I'm going to knock the fish tank over. Like, what would you do?
I'd strangle the fish. But, I mean, here... Okay, we have
strangle.
To... That's the first thought. Well, it's small. Like, I mean, first of all, I want to just get this out of the way that I'm, like, an animal activist. I love animals.
Okay, so you're never going to harm a fish.
I'm never
going to
hurt a fish. Okay, I think it's gross.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know... But at the same time, yes, if I was going to have to kill a fish because it was going to testify
right.
against me. And you know what? I got to tell you, you never want to have them on the witness stand, you know? They are just so adamant. They're stubborn.
I could see.
You know? He's making the fish face. You know, and they can't point to you, so it's a little annoying because they have to bring the fish over to you to ID you. Is it him?
That is him! Okay.
All right.
God, that's the worst clothes. Anyway.
It is. So... Anyway, yes.
Instantly
okay, that's how I would do
I mean,
it.
If I were burglarizing somebody's home, and the only thing that I had to do was get rid of the only witness, a goldfish in a goldfish bowl or something, knock the thing over, the whole bowl, just pour it out,
all
or
right.
do something. The fish is on the floor, step on it, whatever, same sort of idea. But... I mean, what happens? Okay, this is the first thing I thought.
Okay,
wasn't the knocking of the bowl? It's like I'll flush that little bastard.
Oh, okay, yeah, because
grab
people...
it, go to the toilet, throw him in, hit the thing. Your fish is gone to
right.
whatever sewer, you know, wherever. The fish is dead.
Mm.
History. So now here's the effort these guys made.
All right.
Not only.
Okay.
Did the people that came home, the homeowners, when they arrived home, found their stuff stolen.
Right.
But their goldfish had been poisoned. Now, this is the best part. sad for the fish, but best part for me. Yes. They poured hot sauce, mustard, ketchup, and spices into the fish tank.
Maybe they weren't trying to kill them. Maybe they were like, when I eat fish sticks, it has all this stuff with it.
True.
And so maybe the fish will enjoy it. I mean, it's had this bad experience. It's probably traumatized because it was, you know, witnessing this robbery. Let's give it something to comfort it. You know? Maybe that's the plan.
Here's the thing is that they don't... I don't know how they got caught. It doesn't describe how they got caught. There were three kids who burglarized, 16, 17, and 15. I wish I knew. I wish the article had said how they were eventually apprehended, because
yeah,
if they killed all the witnesses,
I know exactly how'd
they get caught.
I don't know. I mean, they must have been wondering that.
They drowned them in ketchup.
And they actually said this wasn't a conjecture. It says no, because wait, just want to make I don't want people to have questions about like, oh well, they just said this, but whatever. Like the police said that that's what it was, or it was a joke. No, and a 60-year-old involved with the incident reportedly told officials he quote did not want to leave any witnesses, so he killed the fish. So anyway, no, they didn't actually say how they got caught, because wouldn't you want to know? Did one of the fish live? Is it on the episode of The First 48? In The First 48, we see... Oh, they killed my... I mean, what?
It's
so hurt. It's
dumbfounding. I'm dumbfounded.
Because how could you be so stupid? How could you get to the point where you're 16 and be so stupid? I just don't quite understand.
We've got to move on to the next one. Because I just...
There's the biggest one. Okay.
So the next contender didn't die. She didn't steal anything.
No, that's true. She didn't kill any goldfish, so we're giving her the points.
Crashed her car into another vehicle.
Yeah.
Now this is like this is actually bad erotica being made without having to be written. They just do it. The woman decided, as she was driving down the highway, that hey, you know, I'm driving down the highway. I really need to shave my genital area.
I think you're missing the part that she's driving in a car with her ex-husband, meeting her new boyfriend.
What?
Yes. That's why we have to read this. Well, let me read this then. Okay. I think that you're missing a real integral thing, because it's like
better.
It's fucking maximum white trash. It's like exponential here. A woman who shaved her bikini area while driving caused a car crash in the Florida Keys, prompting police to issue fresh warnings and safe driving. Why do they have to issue warnings like everyone's doing this? You know what? I just have to let you know that in case you think it's safe to drive while shaving your bikini area, it isn't. This is necessary. Like, I fucking hate warnings that are designated to protect because one douchebag thought this was a good idea. Barnes was driving to meet her boyfriend in Key West and told authorities she wanted to be, quote, ready for the visit, but she couldn't have planned ahead of time. Did you get a call? Hey! Oh, you want me to come over? I'm fucking there. No, I don't need to stop anywhere. I don't need to do anything. I am in the car. Okay, so, but Florida Highway Trooper Gary Dunick was not surprised when he came to the scene of the crash. Dunick had some crazy experience pulling over drivers, but said, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it. About 10 years ago, I stopped a guy in the exact same spot who had 3 or 4 syringes sticking out of his arm. It was just surreal, and I thought, nothing will ever beat this. Well, this takes it.
Well, you know, I gotta say that it's most likely it's gotta be. I mean, the only explanation for this.
Yeah?
Like, have you ever decided
that
you needed to shave your bikini area?
Yes.
Okay, so,
I've had that
normal
moment.
Response.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, while operating machinery?
Oh, God, no.
How about in public?
No, I thought that's a bad place. Because sometimes I've been in dance class.
Right.
And I take pole dancing. And there's moments where I'm like, holy fuck, I should have done a better job here. But there's no option there. I'm not sitting in my class going, okay, while I do this splay, just going to shave around the little special area. Because that's what people do.
So you're normal is what I'm trying to get at, is that you're a normal human being.
That is sad, and that is a statement that invites a fight. Those are fighting words. That's what I was looking for.
So it's got to be that spot. It's got that spot in the Florida Keys that if you go there,
You it's like a Bermuda Triangle.
Something crazy. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what. Well, because that's the thing. It's like the Distorted View show that I listen to and love to death. And then there's the, you know, I think there's FARC has a Florida tag. Like, all these shows talk about Florida being like this majorly fucked up place. And so I have no idea, right? I've never been there, and I honestly have no urge to go for many, many reasons. But I can't help but just wonder, yeah, maybe there's something. Maybe there's just something there that makes people do really absurdly stupid things. But then there's the teenagers in Chicago we just read about, and
True.
That's Chicago, and I've been there, and I don't see why they would have been so stupid. But okay,
were they burglarizing, killing fish, and bikini waxing at the same time?
No, they weren't. That's why they are not important.
So
yeah,
so,
maybe
okay.
That's
so well,
what it is.
I mean, if but, they okay. if they had that third component,
then we would add
then
it. All right,
our
done,
theory
done
is shot.
And so but. Okay. So you know, apparently this is important. She needs to. So all right. So
what was she wearing? I want to know what she was wearing.
Okay. So like, wait.
What is she wearing? Where she's exposing that amount of crotch?
I don't know. Maybe she just like. So she Barnes then allegedly drove. Okay. So she slowed down to make a right hand turn. Blah blah blah. Said that Barnes allegedly drove a kilometer further down the road where she switched seats with her ex-husband Charles Judy so that it looked like she had not been driving. I mean, also your ex-husband is in the car. And so here's where I'm at, all right? I everyone has their own unique relationship with their ex.
Right.
And points if you're able to continue a relationship after the divorce. That's really awesome. However, it just seems to me that a dude in the, like, you know, if you were my ex, let's picture this, right? And I'm in the car and I'm meeting my new
boyfriend. By the way, that would never happen because I would never let you go.
Oh, baby cakes. Bam. And so, but, you know, we couldn't make it work. But now here I am and we're going to my new boyfriend's house, and why you're on the road along for the ride is beyond me. But, you know, you have to pick up some shit wherever the hell I'm driving to. So you figured you'd come with, I guess. I don't know. And
I can't
and
think
during
of any
this,
reason
no,
why he was
like
in the car.
There's no reason.
Pardon me, I have to shave my genitals.
Well,
can
exactly.
you drive the car while I'm doing that?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
what?
That's the reason. Oh, hey, honey, listen. I haven't spoken to you in a little bit. I'm sorry about that. I hope you've been
you
feeding the cat.
Can you drive me to my date?
Listen, can you drive me the date? Because I do have to. I don't have time to shave my bikini line now before I get into the car because it fucking takes so much effort. Like, how effing hairy is she? I mean, how long does it take to shave your bikini line? Is it like you have some major sculpting to do there? Like, or sculpting? Sculpting? Sculpting is the word.
Sculpting?
Not
scalping.
Oh, that's painful. Ow,
oh,
that really hurt.
No,
okay.
That'll take care of all her problems.
But, okay, so anyway, Dennick said that Judy had burns from the passenger side airbag, as we are now screensaver, that proved he had not been in the driver's seat. The airbag in the driver's seat had not been deployed. Barnes should not have been driving in the first place. The day before the accident, she had been convicted and sentenced to 9 months probation for DUI.
She was still intoxicated. That. Now, there's the key.
Okay.
If she was on a DUI from the day before.
Then she's still intoxicated?
She was still... That's... Well, any normal human being wouldn't shave their I mean, really. There had to be an excuse. Like, well, I guess it doesn't really amount up to the witness fish bowl.
No, it's see, that's a hard thing to compare. I mean, I think they're both they're all fucked up, but I guess so who's dumber here? I mean, she clearly has no judgment.
I like how the cop finishes it off by saying, "I'm really starting to believe this stuff only happens in the Keys."
Well, maybe
that to me. So that sort of goes along with my theory of the that spot wherever he got the guy with the needles in his arm and the woman shaving her private areas. That's what it is.
Okay.
This calls for a trip to the Florida Keys. Where we find
road
that
trip.
Exact spot.
Yes, and see what happens.
Take photographs and see if we just get all weird, you know. Okay, so stand right there. Okay, Okay,
now jam this nose hair trimmer
up your nose.
Into your
and let's find out what
nose,
happens.
And then, yeah, so those are, I think, basically our two contenders.
God.
There was another article I found that really sounded like it would work because it was so effed up. And why am I suddenly censoring myself? It was fucked up. There was, the eel thing. But I think that we're just going to have these two compete, and then we'll just talk about the eel thing.
Okay,
but,
well, the one who just, the one potential competitor in this race for the week is Chef Dies After Feeling Eel, which is the worst title
ever, because it also doesn't have anything to do with it.
I know, but basically what happened, a chef, I don't know why that's important.
I don't know how it doesn't relate to the story at all. Okay.
Which might explain why he had the eel in the first place. That, but okay, anyway.
That does. But then why is it alive? Okay, well, I guess because you could have it alive and then kill
it. I get,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've never made eel before. But essentially, this guy died after having a 50 centimeter long Asian swamp eel, a freshwater eel from China, inserted into his ass. So, I mean, how else can you describe? You're right. This does not fit into the entire running of
it. Because someone else inserted. It's his friend. Now, it's not like
him. Yeah, that's the thing. Now,
after he passed out drunk.
What a bunch of asshole friends.
Well, and stupid, too. Like, okay, so he passes, it goes, it was allegedly inserted into the unnamed man's bottom. We know he's a chef, but they're not going to name him. After he passed out drunk by pals playing a prank on him. What a funny prank. Hey, look at him. He's asleep. You know what we should do? Fucking stuff that live eel up his ass. Oh, yeah, that would be really awesome. Medics say the eel had devoured his bowels. You'd think that would have woken him up, though, at some point. Like,
well,
if you're passed out drunk, and then something's
I mean, if you're loaded
your
out
inside.
Of your mind, I guess you could pass out and not really. But, I mean, that's why do you see all those photographs online of you know, people being drawn on?
Yeah, but drawn
and positioned
on is different
and,
than an well, eel no, devouring your bowels. That seems like it would wake you up. It's like I'm a deep sleeper.
Okay.
But there are things I think would clue me in that something was wrong, and I
all
think
right,
that
well, what,
a large
what wakes you up.
Let me see.
Like,
I just,
in the middle
I
of the night, you wake up at 3 a.m.
Pretty much anything can like wake me up unless I'm like in that deep sleep. And even the deep sleep, okay. I think that it, like someone, you know, Chris getting up and going to the shower, that wakes me up. And anything kind of does at least gently wake me up. But okay. I'm thinking that a large sort of snake-like thing eating my insides would be jarring. I've never drank so much that I could assume it wouldn't be.
That is a very good question. I know that some organs in the body, even if you pierce them with something, and let's pretend that you were able to pierce.
I'm in pain thinking about this. Okay.
Well, damaging your organs internally doesn't hurt. Okay. There's no pain. Like
really?
When we get stabbed or cut something or whatever.
Yeah.
It's primarily the skin that gives us the sensation of, oh my god, that hurts.
Oh, gross. Okay.
But from what I'm no medical expert at all, but I seem to recall reading years ago that if your organs were exposed and you did the same things to them, that the pain reception is very different. Huh. It's not like that sharp thing, so maybe something eating your bowels. I'll have to look that up, but
you'll have to look. I cannot wait for them to
arrest
you.
Pain reception from your bowel.
But when they arrest
really
you and the Google search, like, reveal would be so awesome.
Shane,
it's like,
Shane
does
found in home with eel stuffed in ass.
No, or more like, you
claims
know.
Claims educating research.
Exactly,
or you know,
right. Or like someone dies and then it's like, man, figuring out what something inserted in bowels hurts.
I paid him $200. He signed a waiver.
He said it would be fine. So basically we've only
okay,
got
so
two
we're
competitors.
Okay, so we're striking that for the competitors because that's just odd.
Florida woman crashes really her car shaving bikini, teen burglar
so
kills
for this week, what we want you to do is we want you to let us know in the comments of the site.
Who is more fucktarded? And we have a little...
Who's
the bigger fucktard?
Do we want them to leave comments just anywhere? I think so. Facebook, Twitter. I want them to like tell
anywhere.
Us.
You tell us where you feel more comfortable.
Vote for the goldfish burglars, or the driving bikini woman, or
yeah,
something.
We'll take wherever you enter as an
wow.
As a vote.
These guys are just complete tools on both cases. But wow, I yeah.
So let us know. Who is the bigger fucktard? And we have a little sound clip, and we'll put that in.
Oh, the thing we're going to be playing here is...
the German version.
The German.
Just translated who is the bigger fucktard in German, because I think it sounds better.
Wer ist der größere Fucktard?
Rand, 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 rand.
Recently, there have been a slew of headlines that I've come across. There might be a slew of these headlines anyway, but where people have killed their children, their babies. which sucks and is disgusting and vile and all that.
I had no idea that's where you were going.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I really like it when people, you know, when they wash their car in a drought.
It sounded like
you
I was going to talk about something super cash.
They're totally just, I mean, they're insensitive jerks because they wash their car.
In the driveway,
there's water restrictions
there's a lot of.
And they rub it in your face, you know. They're there in their driveway being all smug.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were going to go straight
like
to the
baby killing.
You know, baby killing.
Why don't we talk about baby killing? No,
okay.
So,
we're just going to
obviously, I have to state, I don't find baby killing funny. I think that it's disgusting and all that.
Well, this is a ranting podcast,
but
so this is not necessarily going to be funny every single time.
It might be. I mean, I'm hoping, but here's
where. A disclaimer. This podcast is not always funny.
No, I'm hoping in some sense it will be, but here is where my basic malfunction.
Baby killing,
malfunction.
Keep going.
Okay. So, here's one item was this woman, and she microwaved her baby, and that's how it died, which is pretty fucked up.
Okay.
And then there's another one, and she...
What was she? Sorry.
The other one stabbed her baby, like, a number of times until it died.
Reading a lot of articles about baby killing?
Yeah, I mean, I go to FARC.com, so
that's
one.
Oh, right, of course, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
And there's lots of baby killing there. And
okay, keep going.
Okay. So that's fucked. But here is where I have the major problem, which is sad. That problem overrides the baby killing. But this is where the problem is for me.
Okay.
So the one that killed the baby in the microwave, she tells the police that I have to actually look this up because she told the police something, and I'm just trying to remember what exactly it is. She said it had a seizure. And so and the next one, the woman who stabs her kid repeatedly says it was stillborn. And so here's where my problem lies. If you kill somebody, you don't have to reach far to know that, okay, there's going to be an autopsy when people die of unexpected causes, whatever, when, you know,
right.
It seems like it's, you know, shouldn't have happened. They do these autopsies. But you have to also say that anyone with eyeballs could tell there's a difference between a baked child and one who's had a seizure, because they don't self-bake when they have seizures. I'm not a medical professional.
That is true. That is
self-bake. And then the other one is, so, how, unless your cooter had a bunch of fucking knives in it, your child doesn't emerge stillborn with fucking multiple stab wounds. There's just no way. And so I don't understand how, if you're going to do this, you don't at least spend 3 to 5 minutes coming up with an excuse that at least when they see this child, they will not immediately think you killed it. And Shane is too stunned and disgusted by me bringing up this topic to actually
I'm stunned that this stuff happens all the time.
It does happen
it's
all
not,
the time.
This is not news. This is not new. You had me at knives and cooters.
It just...
Oh, my God.
It's like, if I'm going to go kill someone, I thought, like, it's not, you know...
It's like,
and then I
say
he had a heart attack,
remember,
but really...
Remember the dude that chopped up that person in Edmonton and
stuck
him in
right.
the drain? I mean, what...
And what did he say? Died in a natural
causes? It was... he attacked me, I stabbed him, then I cut him up.
Yeah, like, because that's what happens in self-defense.
Wow. I don't even know how to describe just what it would take. I mean, is this a woman thing, like something that men don't experience, you know?
What, like killing your child, or like,
well, no, no,
or
I'm
like,
thinking,
or coming
no, no,
up
no.
with shit-ass excuses.
No, like
the other
coming
guy
up with a weird excuse, like there's postpartum, there's all these sorts of things that could happen.
Fair enough.
That could result in some horrible thing like this, and a tragedy as it is, but I can't think of anything.
I just can't think. And I mean, they're not the only ones. It's just that I guess I'm... I know I'm too stupid to be a criminal. I know that.
Right, okay.
You know, it's obvious to me. It would be like, you know... I would think, though, that I would have a good 2 to 3 minutes before someone figured out I was lying. You know? They might actually...
Okay.
Whatever happened, they might go... Really? So that person died of natural cause? And then, they didn't. But it wouldn't be like, okay, like anyone with no knowledge of having ever opened up a textbook or anything would just understand that there is a physical difference between dying of a heart attack, say, and having fireworks shoved up your ass. Like, it would just seem there's two different ways that this would show visibly.
I had a heart attack after having fireworks shoved
up my ass. Well, actually, you would, because that'd be so horrifying.
I know. I can't imagine any other way to start my heart attack.
Yeah. That's right. There's nothing that would actually induce that more easily.
It would have to be. It would have to be, you know, heart attack causing ass explosions.
Oh, that's my rant. My rant is, are you fucking kidding me? Just at least come up with something plausible. At least, like, at least with the microwaving, at least say someone broke into my house, you know, and they did this, right?
Or,
you know, the yeah, I mean, you'd have to come up with something, you know, or
I was
cooking a ham and I accidentally...
Dumb? Like, aren't they people that do really bad things?
That's what people say.
You know, kind of like...
That's what people say. There's not a lot of smart criminals, but I mean,
I remember watching this video of the it was one of those shows, you know, like so and so was a serial killer and got caught after 15 years or whatever the hell it was. And it was this video of the guy who it had been revealed that he had murdered multiple people, like we're talking like a dozen or something.
Right.
And I think it was the wife and the sort of best friend.
Okay.
And it's a horrible scene to watch. Because he'd come up with all these kinds of excuses, which made me think about it. He had all these excuses about why this could have happened and how he got to that point. And he blamed pretty much everyone except these two, obviously. There was a feeble attempt by the best friend to extrapolate why this occurred. There's a long conversation. I'm going to sum it up very briefly.
Okay.
A long conversation about how he had done this. Because the police weren't in the room. They were off elsewhere. But they had the camera recording, obviously. And the police officer had stepped out to say, you know, if you'd like some time, blah, 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 because this guy's going to, you know, he's admitted it. He's now going to be processed, and you know, basically, he'll be in jail by the end of tomorrow, kind of thing. And you won't see him for a long time. And the friend just says at one point, "Well, there's obviously something broken in there."
Hmm.
So that's the explanation for these horrible baby killing things.
There's something broken. I don't doubt for a second there is, but I guess.
It doesn't make any sense.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, it makes no sense, obviously, that they would kill their children. There are options, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes less sense to me that they would do that and not give themselves any leg room at all in terms of... Because you can't go back then. You can't then say, what it really was, you know?
It's like one of the... I was asleep and aliens showed up. Yeah. That's what happened.
That seems more plausible, at least.
I mean,
like it wouldn't happen.
As
but
plausible
like,
as what they said.
Well,
oh my God.
At least it would be like, okay, well, that might have made sense, you know, in terms of what happened. It's not totally contradictory. I don't know what aliens do. We have no way of knowing. So maybe
that's true.
You go that far.
You have,
in your head,
you know, ET versus
He was trying to phone
the
home
Queen
and instead
from
he microwaved.
Aliens, you know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Rant, 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 rant.
All right, so you want me to be shocked.
I do. So I think this might be another segment we could do, which is basically finding questions that are fucked in some way. And that's the only way I could put it.
Okay.
Either an advice question that's really bizarre, or there's a site, is this normal? And it's always like really messed up shit. That's like, you know, I have a fantasy where someone stabs me in the crotch and then eats my innards. Is this normal? You know, and it's like, it's just fun. It's just entertaining. So here is, this is just an advice column. It's a real advice column, it seems. I don't think this was a joke. Something in Australia. And I just think this is a really, wow, this can only go wrong, this person.
Okay, so.
Okay.
So the advice column is called Ask Bossy. It looks like it's out of Australia. And
question?
It looks like it's run by Fox. There you go. Dear Bossy.
No, wait, the title.
Oh, sorry.
Missing the title.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. No, I missed the title. Their baby died. How can I ask them for their baby stuff? Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dear Bossy. Actually, I need to have a... Do you want to... Who should be playing Bossy?
Well, I think I think you should okay. read it, and then I have an idea.
Dear Bossy, yeah. I have a question for you and your readers. I'm 7 months pregnant with to my boyfriend. To your boyfriend. My cousin. We come from a tight as family. What?
Is wow. this like Australian speak? Because I've never heard him speak like this.
My cousin. Oh God, that's like southern.
Now he's anyway. Southern Australian.
They had a stillborn baby about a year ago. She and her husband have heaps of baby stuff that they obviously don't need. And I'm reading this verbatim. And they still haven't gotten rid of any of it. Well, no kidding. I figured they were just keeping it because they were pretty torn up when their baby was stillborn. Duh. And then I thought maybe they were keeping it to give to me because their baby was a boy and my baby is going to be a boy. Well... Okay, I could see potentially if you'd spoken to them, but obviously you don't know, so you're an idiot. But I'm due soon, and she still hasn't offered me any of the baby stuff. You bitch. Do you think it would be okay to ask her for the baby stuff? She and her husband seem like they've moved on.
Yeah, how... Uh-huh. Of course they have.
About a year ago, you're not quite sure.
Not even. No, it's been... They had a stillborn baby about a year ago. Yeah,
They haven't mentioned anything about wanting to have any more kids. This person is mentally deranged.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they missed, like, the part where some people were handing out, like, sensitivity and empathy. Like, they just, they were
Here comes the sensitivity. She and her husband seem like they've moved on. Oh, sorry, wrong sentence. I would be happy to give the stuff back to them when their baby, or when my baby has grown out of it. I just don't see the point of all the baby stuff sitting there not being used when I need it. How do you think the best way to ask them would be?
Now, obviously, the advice columnist is, you know, basically saying you're an insensitive twat. But what I think would be nice is maybe we could just kind of go through, like, you know, a few versions of how this might go. You know? I mean, let's see how this discussion might go. It's pretty fucking amazing, isn't it?
So this is what the advice columnist says, and Bossy says. You figured they were keeping their stuff because they were torn up, in quotes, about their stillborn baby. You think? There is no best way to ask them. Just don't ask. If they wanted you to have the stuff, they would have offered, and they haven't. There is a reason they haven't, and it's not because they forgot you were 7 months pregnant. It's a big assumption to say that they have moved on. Yeah, thank you, somebody, some logic here. Okay, good. My guess is they have not moved on at all. They might well be hoping for a new baby and plan to use the stuff then. Or they are still grieving at the loss of the last one. More likely a combination of the two. Yes, I totally agree. It may seem simple for them to hand over their things, but I suspect that there is a lot of emotion tied up, yes, obviously, in the unused baby paraphernalia. I get that you think it's going to waste. I agree. It would be good if someone got some use out of it. It's also nice of you to offer to give it back to them after you've used it. But the answer is still no, don't ask. If they have not offered it because they can't for reasons too personal, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. I just have to say that the individual, I want to know who this person is related to. Are they related to...
The cousin?
I'm curious which one's the cousin.
Oh, which one? Okay.
Mainly because I could see somebody being that mentally stupid and absolutely without empathy for humankind being related to a man. If they're related to the man...
No, because no? She says... No, I would maybe go with that theory, but now when we read it, it goes, my cousin, we come from a tight family, had a stillborn baby about a year ago.
Okay,
she and her husband.
Oh, okay,
so
sorry.
She's
okay,
actually
so,
related to the woman and still doesn't fucking have a clue.
So this person is... Okay, well, this
throws
this,
a loop.
This advances my theory that this individual has no idea what being a human being is about.
Yes, that would be
and I
guess.
Pity the poor child you are about to have, because I hope the child is born with a gun in its little baby hand, comes out of the chute, turns to you and shoots you right between your eyes.
That'd be nice.
Because this child is going to have more sympathy for it. It's going to become a, you know, potentially screaming and crying, wanting some kind of human contact that I hope is not given to this child by you. Because you, as soon as you're born, as soon as that afterbirth hits that floor, I would like you to be tied to the ceiling and covered in that silly string. Why silly string? Because silly string is flammable.
Oh,
if you are covered in it, tied to a ceiling, you should be set on fire. Because you don't want to give love of any kind to a child if you are not smart enough to realize that somebody, especially a close family member, losing a child... And then you just want its clothing.
Yeah, I want its clothing. But I need the clothing. Don't you understand?
Wow.
Your rant is fantastic.
You're right. You don't... See, here's the thing.
Okay.
You don't... I'm trying to articulate this in a nice way. I'm going to continue. If you are my family member and you express that kind of
fucktardedness,
you don't get a second chance.
No.
You get killed with fire.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's only fair.
You get killed. No judge, no jury, no nothing.
No.
You get killed straight with fire.
Right away. Because how would this conversation... This is where I'm stuck. How would this conversation go, do you think? Like, so, hey, Aggie, listen... I know that you've got all this baby stuff. You know that I'm going to have a kid. Your kid's not alive. It's not going to be using the stuff.
Shh. That was me setting her on fire. It is so horrible.
It's really hideous.
I mean...
How could you even write this down as a question and send it to someone?
I want to know what, you know, you kill it with fire, but you also...
But what about the demon spirit that comes out?
No, exactly.
And then emerges.
What happens afterwards? Is that family going to continue to breed?
Well, they obviously are.
Wow. I mean, this Ask Bossy person out of Australia, I'm not sure exactly where in Australia, but I give this person kudos because if I, as an advice columnist... receive that question, that would be one of the ones I would go, oh, they're kidding, and I'd throw it away. I wouldn't answer that question.
I would answer it
because I would just naturally assume that there's nobody on the planet that ridiculously stupid that would... It's not a neighbor. It's not somebody down the street.
Someone related.
Who is a woman cousin.
Who is also pregnant. So it's like there's basic problems of like how they couldn't relate.
Like what does this say about the education system in Australia?
Oh, I don't think it's like representative. I think it's just a random
thing.
And there's like 237 comments. So I wonder what people are saying.
I
have to say, like, I think what I would start out with is, dear waste of fucking skin. You know, how could you? All right, so I almost dropped my coffee in my laps. Is one of these. This looks a lot like my face when I was reading when I was reading this load of dog turd. Okay, I'll see you and raise you up. Oh, seriously, what the fuck? Seriously, who does that? Who is that self-absorbed to want to ask for the baby items from someone who has only fairly recently lost a baby, and this vapid creature is breeding? All right, I'm absolutely horrified that you would even slightly appropriate to ask or expect any of their baby stuff. Stop being a tight ass, grow some sympathy and buy your own. As an expectant mother yourself, you must surely have some understanding of how horrific it would be for your baby to die, shaking head in disbelief. And that's pretty much that's fair. Oh my god, I have nothing more to add to these comments covered at all. That's disgusting. Wow. Don't even go there, you idiot. Stop being such a self-centered tight arse and buy your own things. How dare you? Yeah. Well, you honestly can't be serious. You self-absorbed, insensitive tight arse. I guess tight arse is like the biggest thing you could say in like Australia. Because I mean, it just seems like that's a really popular thing. Like right now with all this thread. I'm not trying to be ignorant. Never been to Australia. I'm really sounding like I never go anywhere. But I have, anyway, the... But anyway,
you're right. I've been shocked.
That's really bad.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. Pretty fucking bad.
Rand.
Starting with.
Well, why don't we just talk about there's a site and it's old.
Marry Your Pet.
Marry Your Pet. And
that's
so
not
where
the
are we?
Sorry. Did I close that?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Here we go. It's here. It seems like an old site, but what's disturbing is there's indications that it's from like 2004, 2005, but for some reason, this site is still up. Wait, and there's a link that's Divorce Your Pet, which I don't understand. DivorceYourPet.com. Call yourself a pet lover. So what if Kitty's having an affair with your neighbor, or Fido's too busy on eBay to give you... What the fuck is going on? Now, first of all, the Marry Your Pet is beyond disturbing. And they're like these people that can organize. They're like the wedding planners, basically, for marrying your pet, which is so beyond fucked that my ears...
If you interrogate your pet every time he goes out with his mates, or if you've nothing to talk about over dinner, perhaps you should get a professional... Oh, God.
Am I missing something? Like, is this a site for furries or something?
I'm trying to determine if this site is, like...
A joke
site, but the problem is it's so well done. Now this, of course. Yeah, okay, click there. Yeah, marry me now.
A sample wedding. So it's got like all these packages. How do you wish to wed? Do you simply want to officially be a couple, or do you want a?
You know what this is?
What is it?
It looks like that they're selling certificates with a T-shirt.
Okay.
That okay? There's the hook. Making a joke site and selling crap off of it.
Oh.
That has got to be... Because of this... Oh, go back there. What was that?
Okay, contract.
If you wish to marry your pet, you must read these rules and comply with all of them at all times. With them, sorry. You must comply with them at all times. This is a contract between you, your pet, and Marry Your Pet. It is not recognized by a court of law.
Fucking what? Shut up.
This union of marriage, minds, and... Oh, my Lord. You have no conjugal rights? Oh, forget it.
No, then I'm done.
I'm not.
If
no,
my
I can't,
Staffshire Terrier isn't going to give me the lovin' and good, tight rectum that I want, you are...
You cannot make him pick up your pants? Or your nostril hair? What?
Like, I just assume they can't because they don't have the capacity, physically. Or You may not go around in a dirty vest scratching your nether regions. What would your dog care if you did? You may not get excessively fat.
Okay, you know what this is?
I don't understand what this is. It's a joke.
A joke?
Okay.
But the person is not skilled enough...
To make jokes.
To sell the joke.
Okay.
Like...
Because I don't understand, like... Yeah,
this has got to be a joke.
Yeah.
This couldn't be just somebody like thinking up a really great idea so they believe.
So, I mean, this site still works. So, whatever the fuck this is for, oh my God, you could pay PayPal. So what? Oh, and it's suddenly German.
It doesn't work. It's not actually
okay.
Albania. I select Albania every time I go to this site. So,
okay. So
this can't. This has got to be a complete and utter just.
I don't. So, okay, what about the...
Who the hell's Matilda?
Pet and partner priest. This must be a joke, but it's really, I would say, well-designed in the ugly way. Like, the site is pretty hideous. Previously wed. Big day butterflies. Take a look at the couples we've already married. All right.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
I don't know. I'm disturbed. Okay, so wait.
Sorry, I need to know. There's a link on this website.
To a documentary to
blastfilms.co.uk now, which I have been I've seen some of the programming on this channel, and it's claiming it's a documentary. Now
maybe we should just look at Marry Your Pet UK or something.
Wow. Please maybe. Tell me no.
Yeah, let's hope
no,
not.
No. This can't
no,
be.
No.
Marry Your Pet. How to Marry Your Pets. Okay, looks like the thing never got married.
Well, maybe it's not a documentary, though. Maybe it's a TV series. But anyway, Marry Your Pet. Let's look at Marry Your Pet without the documentary and just see if this only goes back to this
site.
Well,
it says right here.
Okay, so this is what we're... we're reading this and you're not. Are you thinking about marrying your pet in 2005? Would you be interested in taking part in a new BBC Two documentary series? We're making 6 programs about pets and their owners, looking at everything from pet funerals to pet grooming to pet weddings. We'd love... I mean, is there a possibility that it's not you marrying your pet, that it's your pet marrying another pet? Like, no, I just really want to be hopeful. Sorry, there was a moment of optimism in my life. How do I get married? Okay, why not live in sin? How big will the marriage be? How should I pop the question? Okay, choose a good time and a spot that's special to you both. It's where he does his dump. I like when he dumps because it's efficient and you know it's clean, and then he enjoys it because wow, what a relief. It's no good trying to have a serious conversation with your cat when he's halfway out the cat flap. And once your pet has accepted your proposal, take some time to properly go over the proceedings. They'll appreciate the gesture. Now, maybe this is a joke. I mean, I have to believe, but what? Why set this thing up? Can I marry a pet if I'm already married to a human? If I will just kick someone in the nuts. Like, that's... all right, read this. I don't know if he can.
This is something only you can decide. We can't be seen to encourage bigamy, although of course we do. Not all humans understand the bond that people have with their pets. If you're in this dilemma, then sit down and have a good chat with your partner. If they really love you, they'll come around. If not, well, you're better off with your pet anyway. He always understands.
Love stories. Wow, wait, let's read a few stories. Wow. Oh, tell us your story. Oh, please let this work.
Oh, God.
Francine and Colby. The first time I saw Colby was actually at an Eaton Park. I met one of my friends there, and she said, "Hey, I found these 2 kittens outside my home. I know you love animals, so I was wondering if you wanted them." So then about a week later, I went to her house to pick up Tyson and Belle, since she had them for about 2 weeks. She had already named them. They were about 2 months old. I right away went to pick... When to pick up Tyson and held him in my arms, and I knew that very moment this cat was going to have my heart. After I took the kittens home, I changed their names. I didn't think their names suited them very well, so Tyson became Colby and Belle became Elle. LOL. I fucking hate people who write LOL, especially in something like why is this so fun? Like, okay, let me just rant about my pet peeve about LOL just for a minute. I think it's really sweet when I write something and someone writes LOL. Like, I think it's really sweet because I was like, oh, I'd like to think they're laughing out loud. But the reality is that they probably aren't. And when people write messages and they end it with LOL, it's like they're laughing out loud at what they just said, which pisses me off. It's like, oh, there I was sitting in my apartment and I stabbed my foot. LOL. It's like, well, that's not even fucking funny, and you're just an idiot.
I am not going to stub anything, nor am I going to stab myself, nor am I going to, you know, hurt myself in any way where I would end off with LOL. Or, sorry, I would begin saying LOL.
Yeah.
I would say...
Mother ever am!
And that would be it.
That would stand for, oh my fucking God, I just fucking hurt myself so bad, I want to pee on something, and I'm furious.
I know. Well, that's...
You know. That would
pretty standard. I don't think there's any knee-jerk reaction to go,
I
just totally cut my hand open.
LOL.
It's so awesome.
And
LOL.
So, it's like those people that laugh at their own jokes, which I guess I do too. But, you know, the people that think they're extremely funny. So whenever someone writes that. So, I mean, this is where she said LOL. They were, where'd she write LOL?
Right here.
Okay, so Tyson became Colby and Belle became Ellie. LOL. It's like, holy shit, that was funny. Oh my God, hold me back. I love Ellie all the same, but me and Colby seem to have this connection. Oh dear. Anyway, I won't read anymore because there's no reason for
really
that.
That's really disturbing.
But... Anyway, so that's marryyourpet.com.
I'm gonna, sorry.
Tapping Mr. Jingles? Is that what you're looking at?
I was actually looking at Lucifer and Judas myself.
And the picture of this, by the way, is a dog.
My life partner. Oh, God.
You've got to see the picture, though, because the picture looks like this wolf-type dog is going to rip off the arm of somebody. That's my beloved. Oh, he just is so cute with the way he fucking rips my arm from its... Anyway, did you...
Oh, my God, there's somebody with a bird.
Oh, good, a bird.
Oh, okay. I was going to read...
No.
No. Wow.
Oh, this is really sad. It goes, marry your pet, the message board, and it goes, the message board is currently offline due to advertisers abusing the system. I like that the advertisers are the ones abusing the system, not the people who, like, want to extract money from people who want to marry their pet. That in itself is some sort
of... Oh, there's a disclaimer.
Okay, what's the disclaimer? Please note that by marrying your pet, he, she may be entitled to half your house and all your income. No, but that's not possible. You are not allowed to mistreat your pet in any way. Okay, fair. You cannot make him pick up your pants. Oh, again, this whole, like, pick up your pants and don't gain weight.
I'm dying. How old is this website? I really want to know. This has got to be...
just hideous.
Wow. This gets the rant website of the week.
Oh, good. Okay, now we have a new feature.
So, by the way,
we won't be consistent enough to offer it every week. But for this week, there's a website that we hate.
I'm just hoping it's, like, built in something like, you know, Microsoft Word.
What I don't understand is someone has to pay the hosting fees, right? Am I missing something? I mean, it's now 6 years later. Well, okay, so we assume because they have a posting for the BBC documentary that's going to take place in 2005 that they're probably casting this in 2004.
Yeah.
In which case, now it's 7 years later. And so my question is, for 7 years, this site's been up. Who's paying for the hosting? Why are they paying for the hosting? Does this get enough hits for this to justify them having this site up?
Oh, here we go, right here. This is your...
ADH hosting.
There you go.
It's not hosted in the U.S. or in Canada.
It's in Holland.
Oh, well, wherever everything so, goes, and I appreciate that.
Wow,
but
this is just sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Wow.
Huh. Get your marriage compatibility report.
Where?
The other way. Okay, there we go. There. Right there. Get your marriage compatibility report here. Is your pet an incurable romantic or how the fuck can you determine any of this? Oh, no, okay. No. You're doing it by astrology with the pet. Because astrology wasn't fucking stupid enough.
I'm trying to write my pet's...
sign.
Let's see.
You said 3 years almost.
So,
for,
well,
for fame.
Yeah, okay, so she... Yeah, so she is born in February, which is... What is this?
What is that watery thing?
I don't know what this is. These signs are a little vague. Water?
It looks like water. I don't know. They don't really clarify, but...
Okay, well, I'll pick this one. Let's just see Pim.
You're Pisces and your pet is Capricorn. Go ahead.
If you're expecting fireworks, forget it.
Oh, no.
If you've always wanted a doormat, then this pet's the one for you. Most Capricorns tend to take life far too seriously, and your pet is likely to have a bit of a plot. Oh, God. I'm done with this website.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fair. I imagine anyone listening to this is probably done about 20 minutes ago.
Wow. I just, you know, there are websites out there that I find really interesting that I can go around, but that one, combined with the awful design and just the inane content, like, it's not, you can't even make fun of that site all that well because...
It's
you can't point out its flaws because it's so... It's gone from having some minor jokey sort of thing flaws to...
It's all flawed.
It's created its own flawed zone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like in Star Trek, there's
the neutral zone. And now, well, this one's created the flaw zone.
Exactly.
If you go in there, you either end up laughing so hard, but you don't know why, nothing is funny until you die.
Yes.
Or
right.
You just realize that you're a mundane twat that really just can't afford to live anymore. I think that's sort of what happens within the
bad zone.
There's no positive thing about it.
Well, you don't feel... I feel like now that we've read this, I feel like not only has it not enhanced my life in any way, but I feel like I've lost something. Like, I've lost time, I've kind of... I feel a pain in my nether regions. Like, I just feel...
wasted time with my life.
Yeah.
I've tortured somebody who might be listening to this, and then there's no payoff. This is just such a flawed experience with that website. So don't go to marryyourpet.com.
No.
Essentially is what I'm trying to tell you. If you do, you won't be the better for it. You will feel like you have just stuck a knife into your face repeatedly, at least 150 times.
Hmm.
I think that's probably the equivalent of the pain that website just provided me. And I, what about you?
You kind of feel depleted. Like, you know, when you've gone through, like, a really, really, you know, bad conversation with your spouse, you know, and you feel like...
depleted uranium. Yeah,
exactly.
Feeling, you know?
Yeah, you know, like you've
breathing in that uranium dust.
I don't know about the uranium, but because... I don't know. I don't hang out with chemicals that much. But I feel like you've had a depressing conversation, you know, you've argued with your spouse, and you feel like really, you know, like you've cried the whole fucking day, and your eyes are bloated.
And then your pet turns to you and says, bite me.
Yeah, exactly.
No
right
love
after
from
that.
That pet.
Exactly. And then that's what the site felt like to me.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
I apologize for all of the pain that your pet has provided
thank
you.
Thank you.
That when you tried to make your relationship legitimate and you went to marryyourpet.com,
he said nothing was able to get you through.
That's
really awful.
And I don't know what else that I can do for you. I feel like
I just thought it was gonna work.
Would you like to jump out the window? All right, well, this show is now over. We're jumping out the window.
Bye. Rand, 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 rand.